11. Delivering the mail. The first organized system that was used to send messages began in Egypt around 1500 BC. This system developed because the pharaohs frequently needed to send messages up and down the Nile River in order to keep their empire running smoothly. Later, the Persians developed a more efficient system for sending messages using men and horses. Message carriers rode along the road system stretching from one end of the Persian Empire to the other. Along these roads, fresh men and horses waited at special stations to take and pass along any messages that needed to be sent. The stations where riders passed messages back and forth were built 23 kilometers, 14 miles apart, so the men and horses were able to travel quickly between them. The Romans later took this idea and improved it by using a more advanced and extensive road system. The problem with early systems for sending messages was that only the government was allowed to send messages. Businesses and other people had to find their own ways for delivering messages to distant places. Later, with the fall of the Roman Empire, organized postal systems almost completely disappeared in Europe for 600 years. In China, however, Kublai Khan had built up his own system for delivering messages. This system worked in the same basic way as the Roman system. The difference was that Kublai Khan kept 300,000 horses along the roads of his delivery lines, and these delivery lines ran over the busiest roads in use at the time. Also, the stations where riders passed messages to each other in Asia were 40 to 50 kilometers, 25 to 30 miles apart. It wasn't until the 1500s that a well-organized postal system appeared again in Europe. One family, the von Taxis family, gained the right to deliver mail for the Holy Roman Empire, most of Italy, and parts of Spain. This family continued to carry mail, both government and private, throughout Europe for almost 300 years. However, government-controlled postal systems finally took over private postal businesses, and by the 1700s, government ownership of most postal systems in Europe was an accepted way of life. These early government systems remained quite expensive for public use until 1890, when a man named Rowland Hill suggested lowering postal rates in order to encourage more people to use the system. His idea helped the British postal system begin to earn profits as early as 1850, and soon after that, many other countries took up Mr. Hill's idea.